Hello and welcome everyone to our business call. This is the fifth of six bonus practitioner business calls, giving you little tools and tips to help you move forward in your business as you're learning all the great technical and clinical skills. You're not going to be able to use them very well if you don't have a flow of clients coming through, and also some ways to make some extra money. So I thought that I would put this call in the series because there's a relatively easy way to make anywhere from small to very large amounts of extra cash in your business by affiliating with others who already have products and selling those. It takes a while to build up some ebooks and videos and audios and a library of products that you can sell in addition to your coaching services. And affiliate marketing allows you to be able to do that. So there's a lot of advantages to affiliate marketing, and there are a few nuances to it, and I thought I'd share what I know about it. Affiliate marketing is not a big piece of my business, but if I were just starting out right now and I didn't have a clientele and a mailing list like I do right now, it would be a much larger part of my business. And had I known about this when I was first starting in practice as a way to expand my reach and a way to make some extra money, I would have been all over it. But I've learned about it hit or miss as I've gone along, and I've experienced it. And I've had the experience of sending out a single email promoting a program. The one in particular I'm thinking about was 30 Days to Raw, something like that. It was the one that they did at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, and they followed 30 days of diabetics going through a program there. And so I said, well, yeah, it's a cool thing. I'll send an email out to my list. And this was probably about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years by now. Sent that email out, and I ended up seeing, oh, you've just referred a sale. And I ended up getting a $750 check for sending one email. Now, granted that my list was large at that point, it wasn't massive, but it was large enough that people would respond. And you may not have, maybe say, well, I don't have thousands of people on my mailing list. That's right. But there are ways to get started. So I'll share with you how to recognize when other people are selling affiliate products. You probably know the obvious when you get an email and Mary's telling you about Sam's product. It said it's affiliate, and they probably do get a commission on it. What you don't know, there are other subtle ways that you can do affiliate marketing, and there's ways to do affiliate marketing in a way that is expanding the range of offerings that you have. So let's start out with the basics, a definition. What is affiliate marketing? It's basically a way that you take the products that somebody else has developed and you make an offer of those products to people you know, and if you make a sale, you're paid a commission. The commissions can be anywhere from, say, 5 to 10% on a physical product. So, for example, if you send somebody to a company like the Raw Food World and they buy a bag of macadamia nuts from the Raw Food World, and that bag of macadamia nuts costs $15, you may get $1.50. The low end of the scale with affiliate marketing is Amazon.com. You can sign up as an affiliate to Amazon.com, and when you tell somebody about your favorite book that you want them to buy, instead of sending them the direct link to Amazon, you send them the affiliate link. And I'll show you what that means in a bit and how to get signed up for some of these affiliate programs. So the easiest way to start with affiliate marketing is to think about things you already tell people about. Do you tell people about chia seeds? That you want them to eat chia seeds, whether it's your clients, your friends, your family members, or your cousin, you are telling people to eat chia seeds, use green powders, protein powders, a lot of the things that we talk about. Well, there are companies that sell those. You might send people to online stores to buy them, the Renegade Health Store, the Raw Food World, Gabriel Cousins' Tree of Life Store. There's lots of places, Nomi Shannon, the Raw Gourmet, that sell these products, whether they be food products or equipment products. You start with the products that you already tell people to do. If you're telling people to go buy a Vitamix, well, go ahead and set up an affiliate account with Vitamix, or at least, at the very least, set up an affiliate account with an online retailer that sells Vitamixes but also sells other things. if you're telling people to go buy all the time a Cuisinart food processor or something like that, then find an online retailer that sells Cuisinart food processors that has an affiliate program. There's a lot of them out there. Now, this is not going to be an exhaustive resource for every affiliate thing out there. It's not a good use of my time to do that research. You can do that research. However, if you find some things like, wow, this is a really cool affiliate program I didn't know about, maybe want to share it with other people in the group, it's a great thing to do. So I'll give you a few of the ones that I do, a few of my favorites. And it's very easy to do a Google search, spend a half an hour online and find products. Well, more about that. So affiliate product marketing in a nutshell is you are going to take products that you endorse, that you enjoy, that you like, that you want your family, friends, and clients to engage in, and you sign up as an affiliate. So every time you refer them to that, you get a commission. If it's your mother who's buying it and you don't want to take a commission from your mother, you can always give the commission back to your mother. But might as well be in the hands of your family than in the hands of someone else who's going to get that affiliate commission. So that's what affiliate marketing is. So why would you want to do affiliate marketing? Well, if you're just starting out in practice, or if you've been in practice for a long time, but all you've done is practice, right? See clients, see patients, and you don't have products of your own, affiliate marketing is a great way to go. Why would you want to do this? You're recommending things to people anyway. You have your favorite books, you have your favorite products, your favorite foods, your favorite supplements. Find people that are selling them and affiliate. And then when you give somebody a link, when you tell somebody you want them to buy a particular type of maca, or that you want them to buy maca in general or chia seeds, give them the link so that you get a few pennies when they buy. And on physical products, quite frankly, it is a few pennies unless it's a Vitamix, in which case you may get $50 or $75. But for physical products, it's pretty small. When we get into other products, e-products, the commissions are much higher. Personally, I don't do as much of this as I should. You'll notice if I send links out or if you're in the Before Be Gone program, for example, and we're recommending some supplements, Stacy's gone through and painstakingly put in affiliate links for each and every one of those supplements. If I were left to my own devices, I would just have not done it because I'm busy using my time for other things. But when I was first starting out, I had plenty of extra time to make a little bit of extra money. And so what we've done is we've coded some of the products. I haven't done it for everything. There's lots of stuff that I just send people off to get elsewhere. I could probably set up on my blog a whole online store that I don't have to keep inventory on, that each and every one of those products was affiliate linked to someone else and they could purchase there. I haven't done that yet. It does take a little bit of time, but that is something that you could do because you don't have to carry inventory. I would recommend if you're going to do this that you start small. You don't start and pick your 100 favorite products. But if you have a blog or a website, I would recommend a blog because it's dynamic and you can add to it all the time. It's not that hard to set up a page that has a picture of an affiliate product and a link for people to buy that. And if you're not a techie type person, you can hire somebody to do it. You can go to something like Elance.com or Odesk.com and you can hire people who know how to do this and you give them a list of the product and your affiliate link. You can give them a link to the original site so they can download a picture from there and you can probably get the whole store set up for $50 or less as long as you already have your blog set up. Okay. For those of you who are tech savvy, you know it's not that hard to do. And it's a nice way to get people buying stuff that they're going to buy anyway, you might as well get a commission on it. So the advantages are there's no inventory. The advantage is you don't have to set up a shopping cart or PayPal or a credit card processor. All you have to do is set up these products on a page. That's your only investment, a little bit of time or a little bit of money to have somebody do it. It's a rather easy way to get started. Now, with non-physical products like ebooks and stuff, there's ways to do it that you don't even have to be very tech savvy because the affiliates themselves will give you websites where they give you resources and they say, just take this chunk of code, stick it in on the webpage, and wow, here comes a banner with the picture of the product, and it's all hooked up to your affiliate link. If you're doing email, it's even easier. And you can do email for products like vitamins and minerals and maca and chia too. You're going to find that you get more bang for your buck or more return on your time if it's products. It's like ebooks. So say, for example, your specialty is coaching women in menopause, but you don't have any products. You don't have a book. You don't have a video. You don't have an audio. But you want somebody to have some resource. You've just read this amazing book, or you know that there's this amazing speaker, and she has some really great stuff that you want your person to listen to. You go sign up as an affiliate for that person, and you get the link, and you put that in an email to the person. You say, "Dear Mary, it was great having our first consult the other day. I really look forward to working together. Here's a really great book. I've really enjoyed it. I think it's a great thing for you to read." And you send her a link. Now, as you expand and you start to do newsletters, which I highly recommend you do, even if you only have 5 people on your list and 2 of them are your family members, it's a great way to start. You send out an email that has an affiliate link and you say, "Hey, if you think this is great and you know somebody who would like this, send it to them too." Okay? So it's very easy to do. You don't have to have a lot of tech experience to be able to do it. You can provide a wider range of support and products than you can do on your own. So I have a ton of products of my own, but I still market other people. I don't do it for the purpose of making money. I do it for the purpose of providing a wider range of support. So I don't teach tapping, but I love tapping, you know? So I promote the Tapping World Summit. I love it when somebody does a cancer summit, like Kevin Gianni did the cancer summit. He had these amazing alternative docs that are working with cancer. I don't work directly with people with cancer, although some people I work with do have cancer or working with cancer, but that's not my specialty, nor do I want it to be. I sure do want people to hear people like Thomas Lodi and Brzezinski and others like that who have amazing resources, so I send people to that. If somebody came up with an ebook, I think it was Kevin Gianni. I haven't actually promoted that one yet. I wanted to. It was on fermented foods, on making your own fermented foods. What I'll typically do is I'll either contact the person and say, "Hey, I'd like to be affiliate marketer for that product. Could you send me a copy?" Now, I can do that because they know I have a big reach. I would do that if, like, somebody like Kevin Gianni, who has like hundreds of thousands of people on his list, said to me, "Oh, I really like that new product you came out with. Can I take a look at it? I want to see if I want to market it." You better believe I would send it to him for free. But if somebody I'd never heard of out of the blue said, "Oh, I just started my nutrition coaching practice and I want to see if your product is one that I want to market," I would say, "Well, go ahead and buy it," right? And if you want to sign up as an affiliate and buy it at affiliate price, well, go ahead and do that. I can't really stop you from doing that. But you can check it out, and if it's something you want to do, then you can affiliate market it. So you may not have the ability to call somebody and say, "Hey, I like your product. Can you send it to me for free? I may want to promote it to my list of 5 people." You're not going to have a lot of call, but I've invested a lot of money into things that I wanted to check out because I thought, wow, what a great resource that would be, right? I don't have a resource on healthy pregnancy. So, wow, this one does. So maybe I'd want to get that and see if it's something I want to promote. A lot of the stuff is not stuff you want to promote. So it is worth checking it out. It's worth checking out the person, watching their stuff, reading some of their stuff and seeing if you like it. But it's a great way to get extra money and it's a great way to provide a wider range of stuff. The other thing that you can do, you really want to have something free of your own to offer people. But sometimes you can make an arrangement with someone who has, say, a free ebook. Like if you were to come to me and say, "Hey, I want to try to get people on my list and I want people to sign up and I'd like to make an arrangement with you that I can give them a copy of your whatever, your gluten-free resource pack that you give away for free." I may be able to work out an arrangement. So people might be willing to work out an arrangement if you haven't created your own freebie to give away to get people on your list. However, that's not where I would recommend it because it's really good to have something that you give people to get them to really get to know you. Right, to get to know you. You can always come up with win-wins with people. You can also be selling services. So if you say, "You know, I really love your Before Be Gone program, but holy cow, I don't have the time or the resources to put a program like that together. It's so extensive, but I'd like to coach somebody as they're going through that," you can have them purchase the product from me as an affiliate. So you sign up as an affiliate, you get a 20% commission on that sale. So they pay whatever it is, $500, you get $100 just for them buying it. And then as they're going through it, you're having them pay you for coaching services. You can do that with any of my ebooks or any of anyone else's ebooks if you really like what they have in there. You can get that, that they can be using that as their workbook, resource guide, and you can be guiding them through. So how do you do it? How do you do it? It's not as hard as you think. And it takes a little, just a little bit of research, a little bit of time. And if you don't have tech skills to go in and do a blog, that part will take you a little bit of time if you want to set it up on a blog. But if you just want to do it by sending emails to people or giving people by word of mouth affiliate things to do, it's very easy to do. It's actually quite easy to do. And I would highly recommend that you all go and sign up on my affiliate program and practice. Just grab something you want somebody to have and send somebody a link. Say, hey, mom, would you? I love this book. Why don't you buy it? So what do you do? The first thing you do is you start, you find the products that you want to promote, whether they be hard products, whether they be products that are i.e. products, books, services, coaching programs, whatever. You find something that you really think is high quality that you want to promote. You join their affiliate program. And I'll show you some slides on how to do that in a bit. And we'll take you actually to some actual sites. Once you join their affiliate program, you promote their products. And we'll have a whole section of this talk tonight to show you ways that you can promote their products. You can track sales. Most of them give you a key that you can go into the back end and see, oh, wow, I sent out that email today and 20 people clicked on the link and 10 people bought the product. Yahoo! And then you collect your commissions. Most affiliate programs pay on a monthly basis. Some pay on a quarterly basis. Some have a minimum. They won't pay you until you've collected $50 worth of commissions just because the overhead of, like for me, the overhead of me paying somebody to go in and figure out the commissions and write a check and mail it for less than $50, it's just not worth the overhead to me. So we don't do it. We wait till it's $50. And so some people have very small things collecting, and after, you know, 3 or 4 months, they have $50, $75, $100. But we've written affiliate commissions for a couple of $1,000s at a time for people who have really heavily promoted. I don't actually have a lot of affiliates that heavily promote. We have the program there. People sign up for it. We send out a few emails. We haven't put a lot of effort into developing our affiliate program like other people do. But if you look at somebody like Nick Ortner, who runs the Tapping World Summit, my gosh, he has affiliate marketing down to a science. He has a whole website. He has videos. He really makes it easy for me, for people to promote it. But you guys are in this program with me. If there's stuff that you like that you want to get out to people, you can just, instead of sending people to a program of mine and saying, oh, I really like that, so go over and buy that, you sign up as an affiliate before you do that. And think twice before you start referring people to buy things. Ah, is there an affiliate program? Can I send them my affiliate link? So here's some examples. If you're going to be signing up for someone's affiliate program, there's different places on their site that you'll find it. Sometimes it's easy to find. Sometimes it's not. This is the tapping site, the tapping solution. This is way down at the bottom. See where it says affiliate program? You click that, and then when you do, you get into a really nice back end. I'll show you that in a minute. On mine, it's right there at the top. See, it's home, view cart, members login, affiliate login, affiliate sign up. So you click on that link, and you get into my affiliate page. This is the Raw Food World, the next one. Theirs is over on the left-hand side at the bottom on a little set of links. So look for where there's a bunch of links. It may or may not be obvious where it is, but most major retailers have affiliate. And as a clue here, you see some of these other, some these little banners like this where it says Conscious Parenting Summit? This may or may not be theirs. That's a way that people tell people about things that they're affiliate marketers for. You get these little cute little buttons that you can stick, and just it can be stuck on the sidebar of your blog. You don't have to be actively marketing it. You just stick it there as a little picture on the side of your blog, and people see it and go, huh, Conscious Parenting World Summit, that sounds interesting, and they click it. Right? And then when they click it and sign up, you get the commission. Pretty cool. So when you click on that affiliate sign up on my site, very basic, it tells you a little bit about it, and then you fill out all your information, and you're signed up. So the link is there at the bottom of that page, vibrantlivingmembers.com/affiliate signup. It's a non-protective page, of course, and it's something that you can go and sign up for. And I highly recommend you do. Practice with our stuff, and we have good supports. We'll help you if you're having any problems. So this is what happens when you get into the Tapping Affiliate Center. You see, he's got a much more sophisticated setup than I do. He's actually got it set up as a blog. You can tell these, each of these things at the top here are posts with a video. He tells you about various things. And then over in the side, it says, not an affiliate yet. Click here to register. So you click there to register, and it just brings you to a page that has a form. So that's basically it. Let's take a minute to go look at a couple of these. I'll give you a few, like Active and Live in Motion. So when you sign up on that Tapping Solution, you get this affiliate sign up. This is a one shopping cart form. I could tell by the format of it because I used to use one shopping cart. And it's basically where you fill in your information. And then you click to join, and you'll get an email that says welcome. And when you do that, you'll get some information about their affiliate. And I can show you, I can, because I actually have an affiliate login with him. I just signed into my Tapping backend, my affiliate center, and I can show you what's in there. It says there's my ID, and then it shows what programs they have. This looks like, look, I've got 3,000 clicks and 62 sales and $6,300 in sales to them. Then this with several things that I've promoted. So that means I've probably gotten between $2,000 and $3,000. That's a good chunk of money. Links and tools. These are links. This would get us to the Tapping. These are some sample emails that they've given. So if you wanted to send an email to somebody, and the emails themselves would already have your affiliate code in there. There, see that? That's my affiliate code, so don't use it. I mean, you can use it for sure if you want to buy something, but if sending it to somebody, you'd want to use your own, right? And once you're in your own affiliate backend, you'll see that. And this is what theirs looks like. They have all kinds of tools. They probably have banners as well. I don't use their emails per se. I pick and choose from it because I like to kind of write my own. I like it to sound like it's coming from me, which it is, because I'm endorsing something. I get kind of annoyed when I get 5 or 6 emails in a row that are all the exact same emails from 5 or 6 different people. If I look at the tools, it says default affiliate program. They just have one, or the Tapping Solution book launch, or 7 secrets to financial success. So they'll have different programs that they have that you could do. But see, this is email. They also have just plain text links that you can send in an email. So this is the link. That's your link. If you were sending somebody and writing your own email, that's what you would use. Hey, I really love this Tapping World Summit. You really should sign up, or it's free. Here, go check it out. And you send them that link. They also have banners. So the banner, something that would look like this. So it doesn't look like they have a whole lot for the Tapping World Summit, but they have these other banners. And then they just give you the code. So this is the code for that, and it has your affiliate in it. So if we were to type that in, let me just go to a URL. You use this whole thing, and you put this on your website. So that's the link, and that gets me to where it's supposed to go. But this is the thing. If I were to put this code on a web page, so if I were to go into, say, my blog, just to show you how easy it is, you go in the back end. In WordPress, it's called wp-admin. And I'm going to copy that code. Yeah, so if I go into my blog and I just say I'm going to create a new post, see it says add new. I'm going to create a new post. I'll leave it in preview mode so it doesn't mess up, but I'll show you what you do. You go into the spot where it says text, not visual. Visual is where you just can type, and that's usually what you would use, but this is HTML code that they gave me, so I have to copy this whole thing. Yeah, so the beginning to the end. Okay, copy. And then I go back in here, and I say paste. Okay, if I go to visual, it shows me that picture. See, so that's the actual picture. And you could put that on your blog, and you don't even have to say anything. It could be just as a series of it. I personally like the little square ones because you could put them in sidebars. But anyway, so if I say save draft over here, and then I say view, Okay, preview post. I now have a new blog post, right? See, that has that link to it. So it's really easy. If it was just the link, like just the link to it with my affiliate code in it, I could just say, hey, I just heard about this new program called the Biological Weight Loss Trap. Really love if you check it out and blah, 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 and click here, and then you give it that code, and there you have it. So that's how easy it is to set up a blog post. That's how easy it is to sell affiliate stuff on your blog. If you wanted to get something in your sidebar of the blog, that would be a little bit different. Now, you see how I have some of these over here, Vital Community. These are my own, but I could have these, could be other people's, and I could code those. Those are slightly different than what's called the widget area of your blog. And if you're not a blog savvy person, I'm not going to take time to do that today. I mean, that we could certainly do someday, do a little blog, how to set up your blog thing, but there's some widgets that you could set up for that. There was another one I wanted to show you. So I'm going to scroll down here to down here where it says affiliate login, how to become an affiliate. You click become an affiliate. They give you a form to fill out. You fill out the form. They send you an email with your affiliate stuff. Log in, and then they would give me links. If there were particular products I wanted to use, I would look up. Remember we talked a few months ago when we were talking about attracting clients online and doing blogs and Facebook. Similar things apply here with affiliate marketing, is attracting people to click on your affiliate marketing links. So you do posts on your own blog. Now, you don't have to do marketing posts. It doesn't have to sound like you're advertising. You just are writing a letter about how blah, 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 and maca is so good for hormonal balance and adrenal support. And I personally use this product from such and such. And it's a link. Or whenever you say maca in the article, you have it hyperlinked to the particular affiliate link of yours. Or you're talking about weight loss. And wow, there's this really great tapping weight loss thing that really helps to set the stage, and it'll work really beautifully with what I do in terms of helping people with their nutrition and their supplements, and combining tapping for weight loss works great, and then you have a link. So your own blog is a great resource, whether it's in the posts like I showed you earlier, or whether it's over on to the right hand side where you have the widget, what they call the widgets, and you can put banners in there, and you don't actually actively market them, they're just there. And the more traffic you get to your blog, the better. So what else can you do? You can do things on other people's blogs. We talked a while ago about writing articles for people on other blogs. You can also comment on other people's blogs. And it's not considered good protocol to go on somebody else's blog and advertise a product. You can offer and get people to know you there, and then that will get them to come to your blog. Forums, okay, that's another great place that you can do it. And you have to read the fine print on the forum. Some forums will say, you know, no advertising allowed. Articles. So when you write articles, you can write articles for other people. You can write articles for yourself. You can publish articles in online e-zines. That's a possible place. You always have to check with people before you do that. Videos, for sure. There are so many videos out on YouTube and Vimeo that are really just affiliate marketing. They write this whole thing. They do product reviews. So you do a little YouTube video that says, I just found this great new maca thing and I absolutely love it and this and that and the other thing. And then you have your affiliate link to that product. So that's a great way to do it. And videos, especially it's a fun video. It could go viral and you can get some traffic there. Definitely social networking. You see that all the time. That's all the time used. Hey, come to my friend Lisa's teleseminar on Thursday. Hey, my friend Mary is doing a free teleseminar about this. And meanwhile, they're going to be promoting a product on that teleseminar. If you send them to sign up for that free teleseminar using your affiliate link, you will get credit. You will get paid for every one of the products that get sold. And you can make money that way. I've done that. I've had people do that. In fact, that's how most of the bigger checks that I've written, like Nomi Shannon, will send out an email to her people and say, hey, Dr. Rita Marie is doing this great call on Thursday night about hormones. And then her people come there. Now, any of her people then that sign up for one of our programs, we pay her a commission check. Or Trevor Justice, who does the Vegetarian Health Network. He's done that. And what he's done is had written articles, had me give him an article I've written, and then he's given people the access to my article, and then at the end of the article, it sends them to an opt-in, which is coded with his stuff. So you can send people an article, and the article then promotes something that you want to do, and that's a great way to do it. That's how he would promote me as an affiliate. He doesn't want to just say, hey, I want you to buy her stuff. He said, here's a great article, it's free, written by me, and at the end of the article I might say, hey, and you know, join us, we're having another free teleseminar on. And then when they sign up and click that link, he gets the credit for it. So that works really well. How you can promote. We all send emails. We all send emails. So send an email. It could be either an email to your list, say a newsletter type email, or it could be just emails to friends you know. If you've discovered something that you really like and you want to promote it to people. Now, you don't want to be a nuisance. You ever see those people? My sister is one of those. She signs up for every affiliate thing going, and I'm constantly getting not nice mail that says, hey, how are you doing? I'm, you know, and I just discovered this product. I've been using this wrinkle cream on my face for 3 weeks, and look at their difference. No, it's more like she just kind of almost spams me with it. You don't want to spam people. You don't want to spam people with stuff. You want to provide value and then tell them how they can get more. I just read this really cool article about blah, 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 and they were talking about this product that I really love. Check out the article. You click it, you have your link in there. On your website, if you have them, I don't know how many of you have actually set up your websites yet. I know a few of you are in the process, but that's a great way to do it. On your blog, I just showed you. On forums, word of mouth. Like, word of mouth is a great way to do it. I do this all the time. I'll say, oh, this is great, whatever. And I'll say, well, where can I get it? So instead of giving them the general link, I'll give them my affiliate link. Why not? If they're going to go buy it anyway, I might as well give them my affiliate link. Well, a lot of times I don't remember it. So what we do is we code our affiliate links into a short. So there's something called Tiny URL or Bitly where you can shorten links. And then you can just give them a little tinyurl.com. And there's some of them you can actually choose the numbers. Otherwise, it's XYZZRC3, and it doesn't make any sense. So you can create a tiny URL type thing that makes sense, and you can give that out word of mouth. You can write articles. You can have your articles on your blog. You can offer to put your articles in other people's blogs. I know lots of people who do that. And then again, the social networking is big. How do you choose? You don't want to be like my sister and just choose anything at all that's going to make you a few dollars. You don't want to spam people. You don't want to annoy people. You want the things to be totally in alignment with who you are and what you stand for. So products and programs that you use already, products that you really want people to have. There are lots of ways that you can do this. You can look for other health coaches that have similar audiences, but a slightly different deliverable. So say you are doing nutrition for people in menopause, and you know somebody who's really good with skincare stuff, and they have some skincare products that are really natural, and they have a little skincare ebook that helps people, and it's specifically targeted to skin as it ages, right? Your aging skin, and you work with people in menopause. Wow, what a great thing to promote. There's no competition. They're not going to say, well, she offers a weight loss program and you offer a weight loss program. Whose program should I do? No, they're different. They're complementary. And so people are going to get, they want a weight loss program and they also want a skincare program. So an example of this. I had a guest on Blog Talk Radio last 2 weeks, and I'm doing her again on Thursday. We had a 3-part series. She has this amazing stuff that complements what I do. She does this energy profiling to help you discover who you are, what pattern you fit into, and then helps you to choose your wardrobe, your hairstyle, your color schemes that actually present as who you are. It teaches you ways that you can understand who you are so you're not criticizing, you're not like trying to hide who you really are, you're just being out there being who you really are. It's wonderful because when you're out there being authentic and being who you are, you're going to be healthy. Body image is going to be better. You're going to drop the extra pounds or you're going to stick to the diet. So I thought this is such a great compliment to what I do. And I really liked what she did, her products. So I invited her on and she said, well, we could do a 3-part series. There's 3 different pieces. And since my radio show is so short, it's only a half hour. I said, great. So that's something like that. That's other people. Now, that's another thing I could tap into. I could tap into looking around and finding it. You can help each other, right? You know what each other's promoting. You can promote each other. This would be great. You've got your own little network, right? Say one of you is working with people with cancer and another one's working with people with menopause and another one of you is working really on the fitness aspect and another one of you is teaching raw food classes. You don't all have to build out all your product line and do it all yourself. You can work with each other. You can do my stuff because I've got a wide range of stuff and it's anything that you think is compatible with what you're doing. You can make some extra money. Number one, you want the products to be really, really good. That's the number one criteria. Number two is, if you're doing it for the money rather than for the reach and for the providing a service, you want to find somebody who knows how to market their stuff and has a good track record. Right. If you just say, well, their product's okay and you know, a way to make money and they've only sold 10 copies of the product and once the person gets on their list, they get spammed with a whole bunch of junk mail. Don't. Always sign up for the person's list first. Anything you're promoting, sign up for it first because you want to see what kind of follow-up there is. If there's really good, I love you, you're a great customer type follow-up, then you work with it. But if it's somebody who's just like spams people, it's offer after offer after offer and doesn't provide value, you don't want to do that. Even if you could make thousands of dollars. I've had people approach me and say, wow, I just, you know, promote this thing, you're going to make a ton of money. It's like, I would if I, but I don't like what they do once they get on that list. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I care about my people. That's my top priority. So then the complimentary services, right? So in the fall, I had a couple of people that do fitness on my Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, Blog Talk Radio is one of my ways to do affiliate marketing, right? Everybody that comes on my show, they have a deliverable and they offer something free. If somebody gets on their list and buys something, then I get an affiliate commission for most of them. For some of them, that wasn't true, but for most of them. Okay, so I had a couple of fitness people. Now, that's something that I talk about all the time, but I don't have an in-depth fitness program. Stress management, you know, the tapping type stuff, the HeartMath. I haven't yet done, I have an affiliate thing with HeartMath, but I haven't even done it. I just send people there. I should get my affiliate link together because I send so many people to HeartMath. I should be getting something from it, but I just love that so much that I just do it. Personal growth. Right, there is the tapping stuff. There's a lot of people who do personal growth and really introspective type stuff. Compliments. Another example of somebody who did something complimentary was Laura Fenimore. She has body image and helps people to get the weight off and stick to their programs by getting rid of all these old cruddy things that are going on in their system, old psychological damages. She's a great joint venture kind of affiliate partner for me. If you're doing physical stuff, massage therapists, right? You can actually go to them and say, look, I recommend people to get a massage therapy gift certificate. I want to set up an arrangement where I get a commission. People are happy to do that, especially because you're sending them people that they wouldn't normally have. Authors and natural food chefs that have ebooks and videos. There's a number of them. You know, I know Elaine has done some ebooks and she has some videos, I'm pretty sure, on. She also has a little raw food detox. If that's not something you do, but you want your person to go through that, you can send them to Elaine. Michaeline is working on something that we'll tell you about at some point, but it has to do with an analysis of the mutations. And that's something that I can't wait for her to get done because I'm going to refer lots and lots of people to her to have that done. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine today who's a health coach, and she was asking me about the 23andMe and how do you analyze it, and I was telling her about Michaeline's thing that's going to be coming. So people that have things that you don't have. So it takes a while to write a little recipe book, although not as long as you think. And it doesn't take that much long to make videos. You see, I create a new video product every month, right? I get up there, put the camera up, we do it. Yeah, it takes a little bit of effort. It takes a few hours, yeah. But you can do it. But until you do, find somebody else's that you really like. So another thing, in addition to the affiliate things, is if you are looking for a product that you can sell that's in alignment with what you do, because you don't want to just sell your services. It's nice to have products to be able to sell people as well. Gives you a little extra passive income. Well, there are places where you can go and you can buy the rights to sell these. And I want to show you some of these. The advantage of doing it is that if you can find products that meet your standards, and that's something you have to be careful about, you'll pay a flat price and then you can sell. And so some of them you can pay like $20. And You can then sell the thing for $10 a pop. You make a lot of money that way. Some of them allow customization. Some of them you pay a little extra, and they'll actually, either they will, you know, put your affiliate link to products in it or put your name in it or something like that. It might take you less time than creating your own, if you can find something good. One example of this is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. It went into... Well, that's actually not resale rights. That's more of a public domain. So I forgot to put public domain. Public domain is kind of like free resale rights. But the book went into public domain. It lost its copyright, went into public domain. And there are so many people that offer that. They either sell it. Now they just give it away because so many people do it. But you could find books that are no longer in print that are public domain. And you can spruce them up and you can sell them. And a lot of people do. So let me show you a little bit about these resale rights. Some of them have health ones and some of them don't. Let me show you the list that I put together of resources too. ClickBank. You need to know about ClickBank. You need to know about ClickBank because it's a way to both sell stuff that you've written and also to sell other people's stuff. It's a huge marketplace, and I have barely tapped into it. I have not actually sold anybody else's stuff from there. I put an ebook in there once years ago, and we suddenly got a check for $200. Like, oh, how did that happen? But there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do if you have product and you don't have a mailing list. So say, Ghislaine, you have put together a couple of recipe books from some of your raw food classes. You can take those and get a nice pretty cover, make sure they look good, and you can put them up on ClickBank. And because you don't have a big audience right now, maybe your mailing list is relatively small, but on ClickBank, you reach a lot more people. But then there's things you have to do once you get in there to try to get your product to be seen. I'm not an expert on ClickBank. I haven't used it much, but it's certainly a resource for you to explore. There's something called a commission junction, where, again, you can put your stuff up there and you can sell it there, but also they have stuff that you can buy or refer people to. Say you see this awesome book, like The Truth About Abs is a book that this guy named Mike Geary wrote. And he's a multi-million-dollar seller with this one book, and then he has other programs and products from there. He's big on ClickBank. He put his thing on ClickBank. He got people to recognize that it was a good book. He's got people selling him left and right. He makes a fortune on ClickBank. So it's a great way for you to sell your stuff, but it's also a great way for you to make some extra money selling things. There are a few raw food authors that, there's one called Suzanne, somebody or other. She's written a whole bunch of little short raw food ebooks, and she's got, they're all about 60 pages, and they're very simple, and they're nice little recipes, nothing great, but she sells a lot of them on ClickBank. So this is the way to go. Now, these master resale rights, let me click on that link. So here's one, resellers master rights. Okay, they have ebooks, videos, audio, software, and graphics, and you can actually buy the rights to resell this. So here's one, sales funnel strategies. You can buy it for $3.97, and you can sell it back. There was a couple here. Bolster your own immune system. You buy it for $20. It looks like it has both a video and a book, and they'll give you the digital stuff. It looks like they give you a PDF, audio, they give you all these different things. They even give you a squeeze page for it, which means that they give you everything you need to market this. Now, you'd want to buy the thing and see it to see if it's worthwhile. I don't know what their refunds are, if they allow you to do a refund to check stuff out, but they give you a lot of different opportunities. I mean, you may want to try one that's really inexpensive and see if it's worthwhile. But if you're looking for something that actually helps you to make some extra money, some of these things are worthwhile. So it's worth looking into. The Reseller Superstore. Here's another one. Buy, use, and resell. Low cost, high profit. And they have information in there on how to get started. So these are all the possibilities of you making some extra money as an affiliate. See, they'll give you different things, different places you can look. Oh, private label rights. That's the one where they let you actually change it. So private label rights, the best option in the resale industry, includes private label ebooks or rebrandable books, rebrandable software, and web scripts you can claim full authorship to. These products can be 100% edited by you and changed to include your name as the author creator if you choose. So you can go in there, you can have a basic thing, you can add to it, you can change it, It's kind of interesting. It's certainly worth pursuing if you find something. I know they're like acid reflux for $4.99. Okay. You know, even if it's just a story starter for you, right? It's a start. You can add some of your own stuff to it. You can personalize it. Even just using it for the design is cheaper than having somebody create a design for you, especially if, like I saw in the other one, if I add this to the card, if they actually give you sales stuff, etc. Anyway, there's a whole lot that you can do with this, and I would say just spend a little time with it. First thing to do would be find some products that you like that you want to send somebody to. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye now.